News Radio KMAN, good morning. It's now 7:03. Time for our weekly chat with what's happening with regards to the local COVID-19 pandemic. And Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer, is joining us here this morning on KMAN. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Welcome to Thursday. And we have had, you know, the latest report that we had showed that we are somewhere around 7% in the positive rate. But before we get into some things, you know, especially like with Halloween coming up, let's talk a little bit about, and we'll give us an update on numbers and such that we have here in Riley County and maybe some trends that you're seeing.
Sure. So we have had 37 new cases since our last report on Monday. So that brings us to a total of 2,177 confirmed positives here in the county. And out of those, 100 are considered active. We have had 2,066 recover. We have had a total of 17,484 negative tests in the county so far. And yes, our percent positive was declining for about 7 weeks. Up until last week, it went up slightly to 7.7%, and that's up from 5% the previous week. And we knew at some point we'd see a little bit of an uptick there, but we're grateful that it's not too much. So just a little bit of an uptick. Hopefully we continue to see that downward trend the next week.
Isn't that down considerably from statewide percentages?
Yeah, I haven't checked the statewide percentages lately, but yes, we have been down from the state significantly. We've been seeing that uptick, you know, in the state numbers and hospitalizations, and we're glad that we've been a little bit protected from that here in the county.
Certainly. Okay, so you had some more numbers.
Yes, I'm sorry. Ascension Via Christi is caring for two COVID-positive patients. We learned yesterday that both of them were in the ICU at the time, so we'll definitely continue to monitor that situation. And as of today, we are currently tracking 5 active outbreaks in the county.
Okay. There's been information about a wedding that happened earlier this month, a couple of weeks ago, that was an outbreak scenario. And you still have these event-based forms that are available on the county website. And that's important information just for contact tracing purposes. And have those proven to be helpful for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it helps us to see what everyone's planning on doing. It also helps the event planner help to organize their event and make sure that they have all the safeguards in place that they need. And so, yeah, it's definitely been helpful in that aspect. And also, when we do have to go back and check one of those events, if we do have an outbreak like the wedding we had a couple weeks ago, we can check those event forms, those request forms, and you know, even check back with the venue to make sure that they did follow all the safeguards.
Yeah. I've been asked because, you know, I work with weddings a lot, as you know, and I've been asked about, you know, did you do that wedding? It's just like, no, I did not. Didn't do the one on the 26th either. That was a problem. But some of this information, is it because of HIPAA rules that, you know, some of these details on those private events are not being released?
Right. Yeah. If we release the venue, it could release some of the individuals involved. So because of that, we have to protect that information.
Okay. All right. Well, you have next week a couple more drive-through opportunities for getting the COVID tests.
We do. Yep. We've partnered with KDHE and the Kansas National Guard. We're able to offer another free testing day on Thursday, November 5th. This will be at the Seco Park Barns near the fairgrounds. You can just drive through the barns. It's very easy access. So feel free to stop by anytime from the hours of 11 until 1 or 5 to 7 on Thursday, November 5th. You do not have to have any symptoms or a doctor's order to be tested. Everyone is welcome. We just ask that you wear a mask. We will have more information on our Facebook page as well as our website. You can find that at RileyCountyKS.gov.
Are there any of the outbreaks that are of a special concern for you? You say you've got 5 that you're monitoring right now.
Yeah, they're always a concern for us. We continue to monitor those. We actually have a spreadsheet just for our outbreaks, and we continue to keep those up to date. And really, it's all about communication with the individuals there in charge. So we communicate with them on a daily basis to see, you know, if there's any more positives associated with that, or how the quarantine is going. So we keep that, we monitor that very well. So yeah, we're always concerned about our outbreaks and if they're growing, or when we can consider those recovered. The good news is, out of those five that we're currently monitoring, none of them are Greek houses. For a while, we had many Greek houses that were considered an outbreak, so they've all been recovered as of now.
Well, that's some good news there. With regard to so many things that are happening, you know, in a statewide aspect, there's, you know, we passed the 1,000 death total in the state of Kansas. And by the way, folks, if you are driving around, you see flags at half mast. That is by order of Governor Kelly, that flags be flown at half mast in honor of those 1,000 deaths that we have had in the state of Kansas. Next up, Julie, let's talk a little bit about local health orders. Where are we on, is it still order number 18?
Yes, we're still under order number 18, so that does place some restrictions on the bars and restaurants. They are still ordered to close at midnight, and also only seating areas available. So no waiting in the lobby area, and certainly no congregating around bars or no dance floors. So that is still in effect, along with that event request process. So to be able to have an event with more than 50 people, we do require you to have a permit to do that. So to fill out that event request, you can go to our website. Again, that's RileyCountyKS.gov. Click on the coronavirus link and you'll find the request form there.
Visiting with Julie Gibbs of the Riley County Health Department today. Julie, what is the benchmark that you have set for possibly lifting some of those restrictions on bars and restaurants?
Yeah, we are looking at many different factors. So those include our numbers here in the county, also hospitalizations, what is going on in the area around us. So we are in constant contact with officials from Geary County and Pottawatomie County and Fort Riley, because it's not only us here in the county and what's happening here, but what happens in the region really affects us too. We also want to look at hospitalizations and capacity of hospitals in the state as well. So those are just some of the factors that we look at. And while we're doing pretty well here in the county, we want to monitor what's happening around us as well.
National figureheads say that the second wave is going to be coming, and that may complicate things even further for personal protective equipment, tests available. What are you doing here locally to prepare for that?
Yeah, so we did receive quite a bit of CARES funds, so that will give us enough money to have enough PPE. We're doing well on our personal protective equipment here in the county, and we do have funds to be able to purchase more. We also are doing well as far as testing capability. We did put in for that in the CARES funds for enough testing kits and machines to be able to test. So we're doing well here in the county, and we're just making sure that we're prepared for any uptick that we might have.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
I just hope everyone has a fun and safe Halloween.
Yeah, let's talk about Halloween.
Sure. We certainly want everyone to have fun this weekend celebrating Halloween. It's just good to be mindful of other activities that you can do to stay safe. So we do have a list of low, moderate, and high-risk activities on our Facebook page, but you can also check out cdc.gov for more guidance.
Okay. Julie Gibbs, thanks so much for joining us again. We'll talk to you again next Thursday, if not sooner. Appreciate all that you and your staff and all the volunteers are doing on behalf of the residents, and keep up the good work, and extend our thanks to everybody.
I will do that. Thank you, Dave.
7:12 in the morning on News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next.